Beis HaPras Shenidush Tor. Well, this is a similar local. We have a Beis HaPras, that's this field, that's a Suffolk, that there was a kever, there's somebody was buried there, and then they plowed over the field, so it's a Suffolk, maybe there are some bones hanging around. So Shenidush means if people trampled and walked through the field already, they for sure like pushed down the bones and not on the top. Now a bone of a mace, it's only tummy if you touch it or you carry it, if you move it, but not Petorus oil. So therefore, as long as they're not in your, like you're not moving it, you don't become tummy, therefore it's Torah. But again, it's only Torah for people that are going Laholchei Mitzvah. It's Torah for them. But Lamais afterwards, they are tummy and they can't be Truma. So that's how Mishnah is saying in the case where the person made you tummy, made the claim tummy, he'll have to pay the claim back money for a difference between Chulin and Truma. Yeah. Inam the Gemara says maybe it's talking about Bishar Tumis to Le Muzir Elayu. A kohen only has an azor, he's not allowed to touch a mace, but it's time to touch a sheretz, there's no law for the kohen. See, we're talking about this person made him become tummy by touching a sheretz, so the kohen's allowed to touch a sheretz. Just enough community is now that he's tummy, he can't eat truma, he has to buy chulin. So it costs him much more money to buy the chulin. So this extra money, the owner will have to pay him. Yeah. Now it says in the Mishnah, Imhoi Yezokin, if the person was an older man, Makiva la Chamor. That you're allowed to ride him on a Chamor, that's not cool, he's getting paid. Like you're allowed to pay his expenses to come to you. Tony, we learned, Kepoyo Boto. That the Mishnah says, you're allowed to pay him like a worker, it means like a poyo boto. As if, say, a worker that's not working right now. And Om Rabbi, Abai says like this, it means Kepoyel Botel Shalaisa Malocha. So Rashi explains like this, let's say this person was doing a work, he had a job. So it depends what type of a job he had. If he had an easy, simple job, Rashi says, like collecting pearls or checking out pearls, diamonds, and the work is very easy, and you like make a lot of money, so then here it's a case like this, you would tell the guy, listen, I'll pay you a little bit of money in order that you should take off today. So how much is it worth of him? Not that much, because when he works, he makes a lot of money, and it's easy work. If he makes $100, so you'll have to pay him, come out, $70. Then maybe you'll take off today. So you have to pay him how much you would pay a person to take off today and not to do work, how much is it worth it for him? Well, let's say he has a hard job, and he doesn't make that much. So then if you tell him, listen, I'll pay you some money, but take off, don't work today, so then you'll pay him less. So that's how much money you're allowed to pay this Adayim. Like Lemaisa the dying now, he has his own job. But him coming to Paskin for you, he's not working. So you have a right to pay him how much it's worth of him, like time to have a day off, not to have to work. How much is it worth it for him to take and not to have to work? So you can't pay him his salary that he would make, because that he gets that salary because he's working. Now Lemaisa is not working, so if you pay him, that's called pay. So you're only allowed to pay him how much he would take, a normal person like this would take, in order to have a day off, and not to work, because Lamaisi is not working right now. So that's how much you're allowed to pay him, but not more. Now the Mishnah says, HaChoshed ala b'choiris, if somebody's choshed on b'choiris, Rashi says it means k'goin lahatil mum b'chor. You have a kohen that he was caught already putting a mum onto a b'chor. Well, also I think the Rambam learns, the case of Chshad Hiristam, that a person sells a b'chor and he tells people it's chulin, it's a regular animal. So you have a person that's choshed, means you caught him do this already once. So lachar is ein loichem imein. Now let a boy from this person boset tzvoim, even meat from a deer, from a tzvi. So Rashi says why she'odemu, because it's red meat. Mechta b'boser egel could be mistaken for the meat of a cow, of an eagle, of a calf. Zimnim b'mazavim egel b'chor tam. For Yom Shabbat Tzvi, like sometimes a person may sell you the meat from a b'chor that was a tam, you have no right to eat it, and they'll tell you it's the meat of a tzvi. So the first one was choshed, you can't buy meat from him at all. For loy Irish, you can't buy from him skin either, skin. Sheinam Ahudim, if it wasn't worked over yet. So Mash will see in the Gemara, if it was worked over the skin, then you're allowed to buy it off. We'll see in the Gemara why. We have Lezer Weiner, loy Kavimenu, Irish, Shonakeva. We're allowed to buy from him a skin that you could tell it was skin from an akeva, so you know for sure it's not a b'chor. But the yain loichim imenu tsemem melubin b'tsoy. You're not allowed to buy from him wool that was cleaned off from its dirt. That's going to be the maskana sagamara. Melubin b'tsoy means cleaned off from its dirt. Het admin is, it means both. You can't buy from cleaned off wool and dirty wool. But you're allowed to buy from him thread that was spun already, even though it comes off the wool. So if it's spun, then you don't have to be afraid it came from a bechor, who would, then you could buy clothing off him. So more explains like this. Why can't you buy meat, deer meat off him? The mechla b'diagolik, you still have to be afraid. Maybe really the meat is a calf meat, and it's a bechor, and he'll tell you it's a deer meat. You can't buy from his skin either, skin that wasn't worked over yet. Why not? Of course, maybe the skin is from a bechor. But mashma, if the skin was worked over it, then you are allowed to buy it. The question is why? So my answer is like this. In Misa de Bechoru, because it was really true that it was a Bechor, in Misa de Bechoru, then the owner is not worth it for him to work so hard and work over the skin that takes so long. Because Sabri thinks like this. If they're abundant here and find out what I did, that I'm selling now a Bechor, they'll take it away from me. So if you do it, if you do sell a Bechor, you try and get rid of it right away, it shouldn't stay around so much, a Chom shouldn't catch you. So if when you go to sell the skin, you'll only sell the skin when it's raw, but you won't keep it by you to work it over, it takes too long. So if the person sells you skin that was worked over it into leather, for sure it's not a Bechor, therefore you could buy it. You could buy off from skin that comes off in the cave. So Moshe says, so what's the reason my timer? Because maybe you could tell clearly, like where the hole, where his erev was, you could tell that was in the cave and not a zacher. So Sotomayor's question with Tanakama, how could Tanakama argue, if the skin looks like it came from in the cave, why can't you buy it? So Moshe says, Imkame, yes. So if you say you could buy in the cave, then Imkame, zachanami, even the person who really took the skin off a zacher, off a bechor. What he could do is, chay l'sachrus, he'll cut around the makam of its achrus, where it had its eivor, where it had looked like a zacher. The yomer, you can see it's cut around there. So the yomer, the person will tell you, akvar machlua, you should know that really came from in the cave. And how come it's cut off over there? Because the mice ate it around. So that's why the chum say, it's full exeri, you can't buy off this person's skin, even though it looks like it comes from the cave. Vidukh, what are the other, what is Rebbe to hold? No, that Be'akvor made Yedi, if it was really true that the mouth ate around there, you could tell the difference. That you could tell the difference of skin that comes off in a cave, or rather the skin that was cut over there. So Rebbe hold, if you could tell clearly the skin came from in a cave, so you know for sure it's not a Bechor, therefore you're allowed to use the skin. Yeah. Yeah, maybe did. You can't buy from him wool when it's clean or dirty. The question is, hashtat semen malubin. Mashmi took out time to wash it. Still, you say you're allowed to buy it off him. No, you're not allowed to buy it off him because you're afraid it's from a bechor. Loizadin, you can't buy it off him. So for sure, you can't buy dirty wool. Like, for sure, that the swear would have been maybe dirty wool, no, because he doesn't work with it. But once he cleaned it, he was matriach himself, so that should be proof it's not a bechor. So if this you can't buy, for sure that not. Whereas elu rather chodek, the Mishnah means one thing. Sem and melubim mitzuasim, you can't buy wool that was cleaned off from its dirt. See, even though the person worked with it a little bit, so I would have thought to say, would only do that if it's not a bechor. So the answer is, there's not such a big tircha, it does this pretty fast. So therefore we'll take a chance, even though maybe it's really a bechor, still he would clean it for you. So therefore you can't buy this. You're allowed to buy off this person woven stuff and begotten clothing. So the question again is, hashtag tov is zelina. You're allowed to buy spun wool, meaning it's a thread, and the reason is why, because since he's matriach himself, this takes a long time. It's a proof it's not a bechor, so begotten me boy, for sure you can buy clothing. Like, her clothing is made from strings, from thread. So once it was thread, it was mutti ready. So Shiti could buy the clothing. So when it says, no, my God, what type of clothing we're talking about over here? The namti. Namti Rashi says, clothing that was not spun. It's talking about, like, you take the raw wool and just pack it down to make a piece of cloth out of it. But you did not spin it. So even just clothing that was not spun first, that's also to buy often. Yeah. That's mutter, that's the chiddush. Even though it wasn't spun, but since he went to make it into clothing, even though it's not that much tircha, but still it's enough tircha to say that for sure it did not come from a b'chor. Therefore, you let it bite off him. Then the Mishnah says, "Achoshed al hashvius." If somebody is choshed that to plant or to do schur, do business with things that grow on Shemitah, is a loichem emenu pishni, not allowed to buy flax off him, because flax also grows. V'yafilu srak, even combed out a flax you can't buy, because that's also easy to do. He'll do that on, even though it didn't be yisa. But if he took the flax and spun it into thread already, that's a big tircha that he would not do. It was really from Shemitah. And it would not be yorig. If it's a woven clothing, you let it buy it off him. So again, the Gemara is, Hashtet, Tavi, Zelina, won't you tell me, let it buy it off him? Spun wool, spun flax, orig me boy, like pshito. If it's woven already, first it was spun, then you wove it. So it was mutter by tfi, pshito orig is mutter. So Gemara says, no, my yorig, what does orig mean here? Tichi. Rashi means it means like shasheris, like a rope, a flax rope that was not spun into threads first, but Yosha took the flax and you just twisted it together. So that's the chiddush, even though it wasn't spun, still that's mutter to buy. But that's also a tircha he would not do if it really came from Shemitah. Now the Mishnah says, Achoshed liyos moicher truma l'shem chulin. Somebody's choshed to sell truma l'shem chulin. He sells truma to people and tells them it's chulin. As ein loichem imenu afilu mayim melech. It's like a loich plug, you can't buy anything off from it, it's a kenas. You can't even buy water or salt off him. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Imano, Kol Shiyesh by Zikas Truma Maestros and Loichem Imenu. Only thing that is possible, maybe it has Truma Maestros in it, you can't buy off him, because he's Choshed. But something like water and salt, for sure you're allowed to buy. So Morris says, really means when Shimon says his last Lashon of Kol Shiyesh by Lasuy, my words come to include. So Morris says, Lasuy comes to include Karvei Dogim. The insides of fish, like the kishkas of the fish, if he sells that, it's also lost at the boy. Why? The marvi was shemen zayis, because he mixes insides from shemen zayis. So you have to be afraid that oil was from truma, and therefore you can't even buy the fish or the insides of the fish from him. Now the Gemara says, "Who tabcha?" There was a butcher. There the choshen lezvune tarbo diatni was choshen. He would sell treifa fats. Rashi said, "This is the fat around the kidneys."